WDAPX Mobile.
There you are. I'm trying to get a plate number off of this truck in front of me.
Yeah, he's kind of scary, isn't he?
Yeah, very. He's gone halfway into the turn lane and violently jerked it back into the lane, like, at least 3 times since you pulled off there.
Yeah, imagine him doing that with oncoming traffic. Yeah, I seen one guy hit the shoulder of the rope pretty hard.
Yeah, right after you pulled off and the passing lane started, he almost went right into the snowbank.
Makes you wonder if he's either really, really tired or really, really drunk.
Or a combination.
Mama said not to mix them pills.
Yeah.
Well, I only lost 3 minutes by hitting the gas station, so I don't feel too bad.
Has Bill caught up with you yet or no?
Think he'll make it through town without hitting something?
Say that again?
I say, do you think he'll make it through town without hitting something?
He's been doing kind of okay since the last time I saw him do something, so... I think I'm going to probably end up calling them. Oh, it looks like he might be going up the hill, though. No, he's not. Oh, God, I'm going to be turning right next to him.
Just be careful.
Okay. Yeah, I'm making a phone call. He almost sideswiped the Subaru behind me.
Standing by. WDADX.
We got that in.
Good deal. Is he still right there?
Nah, he pulled off on the 119 at the split.
Yeah, keep our fingers crossed. He doesn't hurt nobody.
Yeah, when we were just coming into, just getting out of Bayview there, just before, all the fast food places there, he was, like, his front tire was, like, on the yellow line and almost on the other side of it a couple times with oncoming traffic present.
I wish him luck. Listen to your scanner, see if you hear it.
Oh, I've been listening.
Yeah, I've got my earpiece on the charger, so it'll be fully charged by the time we get up there.
Nice. I think I've got my earbuds. Yep, I do. I haven't heard a peep since they put the blurb out there, so they might not find them.
Yeah, at least we tried, so... Oh, shoot. Anyway. Oh, sure, don't even tell me about the state police sitting over here on the side of the road.
He looked occupied, so I wasn't worried.
WDAPX Mobile. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I need to see if I can find some software or something I can put on the computer so I can do the live feeds. That'd be fun to do, especially from the vehicle.
Hold on a second.
Standing by.
930 OP Mobile.
Yeah, go ahead. WDAPX Mobile, Odin.
Did you say Odin?
No, close though. Odin, as in the Greek god, anyway. Oscar Delta Echo November, Odin.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. I thought you said Odin, I'm like, what repeater do we got, Link, that's in Holt?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Drake. Good night. I'll be mobile. Beautiful mile. Heading into work. Good morning, fellas. Been following this plane crash in D.C. pretty close. Quite an interesting ordeal.
Yeah, I can't say I haven't heard anything about it, so you're my first piece of news on that. And we're headed up to Mackinac City. Got to put some speakers in the building, so exciting, but not so much. Anyway, go up there, spend the day running wires and putting in speakers, and then go on to our next one, so shouldn't be too bad. Oh, looking forward to Friday, though.
Yeah, I hear you.
It was a RJ 700 cleared to land at Reagan Airport, Washington, D.C., and a military Blackhawk MD-60 ran right to the side of the airplane. Both of them went down in the Potomac River. At last report I heard there were 64 souls on board the CRJ-60. Or sorry, CRJ-600. There was 3 souls on board the military helicopter and 0 to be found at this time. Or 0 to be, 0 survivors at this time. Well, 30.
Yeah, that sucks. Oh, well, things happen. You know, what can you say, what can you do? And especially after the fact. Well, all I know is I was just talking to Drake about trying to find some Windows-based software, whether it be an app or an actual program that I can install to allow me to do live feeds so friends and family can see video right out of the truck as I'm driving, because I got a tablet in here. And also maybe something I could throw up at the house and point out at the window. We've got chickens that run around the yard and stuff. Be kind of interesting to look out every once in a while. And we've got bobcat and wolves, or not wolves, coyotes and deer in the backyard, so.
Yeah, I mean, you could use Twitch, you could use YouTube, you could use, I mean, there's a couple different ones that you can use. I don't know any those are the ones that I've always seen people use. You know, Facebook Live too, TikTok, you got all them. But I don't know any other ones right off the top of my head. I know in my Wrecker I have a dash camera, but it's through a separate company. It's integrated, everything's integrated, dash cam, GPS, all that stuff.
Yeah, I've got a dash cam, just a cheap Amazon one here in the truck, and I got a full camera system in the patrol car that's something else, but nothing does live feed. The, I'm just going to draw a blank here. Now, I've got YouTube, and I thought about that. The biggest thing I'm concerned about doing some of the social media sites and doing live feeds is if I've got music or something playing in the background, I'd almost have to find a way to keep it muted so it's just a screen, or maybe find some music I can put to it. But yeah, that's my biggest concern there. That, and it'd be something that I want to keep running, and I don't want to have to fiddle fart with it when I'm going down the road.
You might look at Twitch. I don't know how bad Twitch is when it comes to that stuff. That would be, you know, that'd be one to look at.
I'll take a look. My thought was, because there's enough amateur radio websites that are free, set up an actual link from one of the websites, and then at that point just feed it direct, and be able to use a little nicer camera, that kind of thing. But oh, I don't know. We'll figure it out. You know, there's always something a ham radio operator can tinker with to play with stuff like that. And as I was telling Drake there earlier, the idea of having a live feed out of the truck, maybe a live feed from the radio station as if I sit there on the weekend or something, and I've got FT8 or something running, have some live feed of the computer screens and whatever.
Yeah, there you go. That would work for you. So. Alright, Jeff, on just about destined to the ears, so. Have yourself a good day. Got your conversation with Mac Office. And, stay warm. KDS from NICO T-Mobile.
Have a good day. Don't work too hard. And yes, stay warm. WDADX Mobile.
WARPM.